Welcome to tonight's Saturday Night Special, episode 63. Welcome to episode 63 of tonight's Saturday Night Special. Are you looking at them as a brick wall that you have to just slam your head into repeatedly and hope that perhaps you can bust through? And what I would suggest is reframing that view actually will make you have more progress and make more progress.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In tonight's Saturday Night Special, I talk about why understanding if you view things as a barrier or a challenge can help you actually find a way around it. I talk about how you can reframe things in this way and how it can lead to ultimately finding challenges almost fun. You know, one area that a lot of folks need some help with is around the area of productivity. Getting not just more things done, but actually getting the right things done can be really, really tough. I've got a course called Productivity for Your Passion that's designed to help you do this and then to hold you accountable and walk with you so that you can tailor productivity not just to be getting more done, but actually getting the right things done. What's more, we take the approach of looking at your personality and how you actually look at things in the world and tailor the productivity system to your personality. Because the truth is, a lot of the systems that are out there are written really well for somebody with a particular personality type, but if you have a different approach to things, they just don't work. But there's tools and techniques and approaches that you can take that will work for anyone. And we help you do that in Productivity for Your Passion. Check it out over at inspiredstewardship.com/launch. Barriers and challenges. You know, the interesting thing is the language that we use when we're describing things is actually really important. I listen for clients sometimes to use certain words. If a client, for instance, says that they had to do something, almost immediately, I challenge that and tell them, no, you chose to do it. And by the way, saying that it's a choice doesn't necessarily mean that there were a lot of options or that it was a bad choice or a good choice. It's simply pointing out that you have the power to choose. And one of the things that I see people doing oftentimes is the way they frame the things that inevitably come up that create issues, that create problems, that create barriers or create challenges in our life. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that there's no such thing as a barrier or a challenge. Things like the glass ceiling where women and men are treated and paid differently, racial bias, opportunities that you have based on just the luck of the draw in terms of who your parents were or where you were born or how you grew up. I mean, there's certainly differences in how we have in terms of opportunity. That is true. But what I'm talking about is no matter where you're coming from, no matter what sort of situation you start from, how do you view both the larger things, the systematic things, as well as just the little everyday things that come up? You know, the truth is you get up any morning and there's always a million distractions. There's always challenges that come up during the day. There's things that come up that keep you from doing what you wanted to do, and how you view those and how you respond to those is actually the key. Oftentimes when people start framing things as a barrier, that means you're viewing things as a wall. You're viewing things as something that keeps you from doing what you want. And for many people, that becomes demoralizing. When they look at things as a barrier, they begin to view things as out of their control, out of their power, something that they cannot do anything about. There's no opportunity to go around it or over it or under it. Oftentimes, viewing things as a barrier is creating a limiting belief in yourself. You know, I can't work with that particular type of client because they would never want to work with me. If I don't appear a certain way, people won't like me. If I don't do things with my money a certain way, people won't like me. If I'm not able to do this or that or the other thing, then things won't work out. The interesting thing is a very subtle reframe, restating it not as a barrier, but as a challenge, something that comes up. And by the way, I don't like the idea of reframing and saying that all challenges are opportunities. It is true that out of challenge comes opportunities often, that there are ways that necessity and challenges and constraints breed creativity and responses that lead to new opportunities. But a challenge is still a challenge. It's okay to acknowledge that this is something that I didn't want to have happen. It's okay to acknowledge that this is something that I don't enjoy or don't like. It's okay to acknowledge that the truth is this is something that's keeping me from going the direction I want to go. But do you view it as unchangeable? Do you view it as completely out of your control? Or do you view it as something that realistically you can do things in response to this that lead to those opportunities, that lead to new ways of doing things so that you can overcome and prevent and create paths around the challenge? Now, truth be told, some of this is a language thing, meaning I need to listen to how you use the words and what you're framing, because sometimes people will say barrier, but what they mean in my mind is challenge. The way I use the word challenge is this is something that I can decide to work at and overcome. Even if I don't manage to overcome it, I still have that choice. I have that power. I have the ability to move forward. I have the ability to try to find a route around it or through it or over it or overcome it through practice and effort and process and opportunity. But a barrier to me is a stop. It's something that's outside of my control that I can't do anything about. And when I frame things that way, it immediately leads for me to stopping. I don't like to beat my head against a brick wall. Maybe you've used that expression. I feel like all I'm doing is beating my head against a brick wall, and I don't think most of us enjoy that experience. That, to me, is a barrier. Why, a challenge is something that I almost look at and go, you know what? If I can overcome this, then I'm going to move forward. I'm going to learn something. I'm going to develop a new skill. I'm going to have a new opportunity in some way. It makes finding challenges fun. It's almost cool whenever suddenly a challenge arises because it gives you an opportunity to flex your mental muscles and do those mental push-ups so that you can overcome that challenge. It gives you an opportunity to find new limiting beliefs and then reframe those limiting beliefs so that you can turn them into enabling truths and move forward more effectively. It allows you to see those challenges not as negative things, but as inevitable things that give you new chances to succeed in a way that you wouldn't have been able to succeed without the challenge, because it helps you grow stronger. It helps you develop new skills. It helps you to find new opportunities and new abilities. It makes finding challenges almost part of what you're looking for. I begin to look for challenging situations. I begin to move beyond the comfort zone because the challenge I see as an opportunity to come over it, where a barrier, for me at least, stops me. So think about it from a mindset perspective. Let's focus on the exact word barrier and challenge. Are you viewing the things that come up in your life as new challenging things that can be opportunities to learn and to grow? Or are you looking at them as a brick wall that you have to just slam your head into repeatedly and hope that perhaps you can bust through? And what I would suggest is reframing that view actually will make you have more progress and make more progress than just simply beating your head against the brick wall over and over again. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.